save your tools and peace. On Hit 92.9.
13, 10, 60. Have you been involved in a human trial? Melbourne, or Australia, Melbourne is leading the way with 130 people involved in a program starting today for a potential vaccine for coronavirus, expanding to Brisbane next week. 13, 10, 60. Have you been involved? They're getting paid $2,500. Would you do it?
We just had an incredible call over those songs before from a bloke by the name of Greg, who joined us to talk to us about his story. Take a listen to this.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Ooh, Greg.
He's
got a
nice,
deep voice. Yeah,
real Greg.
Newsreader.
Yeah, I heard you like a nice deep voice there, Jules.
Excuse me?
I said I heard Jules likes a nice deep voice.
Yeah, I do. Oh. No, absolutely. I can see. Do you have a bald blushing head as well?
No, I don't actually. I've got a full head of hair.
Long and luscious.
Beautiful.
Hey, mate, so you got a crazy story about human trials. Is it you've been a part of one, or what happened?
Yeah, back in 79, ex-military.
Yeah. Okay.
We were put in human trials for a serum called...
Yeah.
And it's meant to enhance vision, sight, body build, and... Yeah, give you an extra lift. As
wow.
Call.
Sounds like a drug that would be banned from the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Very banned from the Olympics, yeah.
Banned from nightclubs, banned from everywhere.
Greg, how many of you took part in this trial?
There was about 3,000 of us that took part in the trial, actually.
And what were the reactions? What were the adverse reactions? Or did everyone get out of there okay?
There were some bad reactions. A couple of the reactions were actual death.
What?
A couple of them, yeah, actual death. And no, we didn't get any extra money for doing it.
No.
What?
So was this run by the government?
This was, yes, a covert operation run by the government.
Covert operation. Did you have a much higher voice before the actual trial and then that was your side effect?
I was a bit younger back then.
Yeah,
I did. And it enhanced my body mass, which I still actually have to this day.
Yeah, right.
Really?
So how many people were involved? And was it a discussion or was it just assumed everyone would partake in the trial and nothing would come of it?
No one had a choice.
Yeah, right.
We were actually put in the trial. To start off with, we were actually given the serum without even knowing about it.
What? How?
What?
How were you given a serum without... Was it injectable, ingestible? What was it?
It was injectable. And they told us before we went overseas that it was just a standard shot.
Yeah.
And later on, we found out there was a little bit different when we started to have some effects.
So so you started to have some effects. Then what happens after that? Do you question the superiors and go exactly what was in that? Like, who was the first one to put their hand up and go, I think there was something iffy in that needle that they gave us?
Special services, and we can't exactly say what the hell are we getting.
Yeah.
You start to notice effects taking place, and it doesn't take a genius to work it out that something different was given to us. And then afterwards, we actually found out that we were taking part in a trial.
These things are deep.
I probably shouldn't have actually said the other name. I'll probably get in deep trouble for this.
Yeah.
The information on these over time, you know, it gets declassified and then becomes public knowledge. Is this easily accessible information, or is this stuff that's still hidden by the government?
A lot of this stuff is still actually hidden by the government.
Yeah, so no one would have received any compensation. And what was the reasoning for...
We'll call you Ray from now on.
What was the reasoning for... I mean, you said that a couple of people had died as a result of it.
Yes, they did.
And what was the reasoning?
A buddy of mine passed away from it, so...
Wow. And so what did they tell the family?
12 people that passed away out of 3,000. And their bodies just didn't take to the serum.
Wow.
What was in it? Did you ever find out what was actually in the serum?
I wish I knew what was in it, mate, because I'm still having side effects from nowadays, and I've actually tried for compensation with the military, and they refuse to take any interest in it. So,
what are your side effects you're battling?
Just body mass. I can't stop my body mass, and it's some of the pains I get now are just ridiculous.
Like almost like a growing pain.
Worse than the growing pain.
Yeah, okay.
How big are you, Greg?
Probably about 212 kilo at the moment.
Whoa.
And that's with body, and that's with muscle.
Mm. Yep.
And that's not bad for a guy that's in his 60s.
Yeah.
God.
So
obviously your bone structure, your frame is carrying that weight around.
It is ridiculous. I've been to a special some specialists, and they said my metabolism is just off the charts.
Wow.
That's insane. Have you got an ounce of fat on you?
Not an ounce of fat, no. Not at all.
That's wild.
Shivers.
I think my wife wishes I actually had a bit of fat on me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You are
muscle.
How much do you eat? Like, how much do you spend on food a day?
It's actually, I don't eat that much. It just,
okay.
The mess has just stayed on me since the military.
Goodness me.
Greg, I want to see a photo. So,
yeah, me too. Oh. You're actually, like, side effects aside, you're a modern day Captain America.
I don't mind seeing a photo as long as my face is not involved.
Yeah,
in
no,
it,
that's cool. Yeah, we can either blur that out. That's fine. Oh, yeah. What an incredible story. Greg, sorry that happened to you. And, I mean, the $3,000 blokes as well, too. Yeah. Are you still in touch with the other blokes?
People don't realise the government make you do things that you don't want to do. Mm. And once you've signed your name on that dotted line, they own you.
Off you go.
There you go. Jesus.
Off you go. Exactly right.
Well, mate, thanks for your call and thanks for your honesty. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. You have a great day. Save your
toes and pain. On Hit 92.9.